The state of Alaska is suing the contractor that built the fast ferries Fairweather and Chenega. Since the Fairweather was deployed in 2005, the ship has been plagued with engine problems that often take it out of service for long periods of time. To some extent, the Chenega has had similar engine problems. The ships were manufactured by Director Shipyards of Bridgeport, Connecticut. The state has been negotiating with Director and engine manufacturers for some time. The Department of Law filed the lawsuit on Friday to beat statute of limitations deadlines, according to Department of Transportation spokesman Roger Weatherall.
We are up against the statute of limitations, which expires at the end of this month. And so we want to be able to put that on the books. That makes it very clearly stated that we are seeking resolution.
The Fairweather required a massive overhaul within the first 2 years of its deployment.
All four of those engines had hairline cracks in their steel sleeves. And there were also additional problems with the bowl gears and the shafts and the bearings, and you know, and that just delayed a lot of the service that we had promised people traveling on the ferries. People like the fast ferries. They're convenient. They're quick. They give riders a good scenic view of coastal Southeast Alaska and the Chenega as well for Prince William Sound. We want to get a resolution with the companies that will allow Alaskans to enjoy the fast ferries that we brought into the state.
Weatherall says the ship's engines have only about 10,000 hours on them, and the Marine Highway System was guaranteed 100,000 hours before major maintenance. And he says some engine problems actually fixed by the manufacturer have grown worse. Attorney General Dan Sullivan says the state received a faulty product and Alaskans should be appropriately compensated. Though the lawsuit has been filed, the state will continue to negotiate with the companies.